Tuesday, Peter's sermon. Now, when the disciples discovered thousands approaching the temple area, Peter stood up. He started preaching a sermon. He told to people texts of the prophet Joel of the Old Testament, where it is pronounced and proclaimed that there will come a time when the Spirit of God will be poured out. And the people listened with interest. And Peter went on. Why? Why has God made it like this? There were some mocking people. They said, wow, they are drunken. They have drank too much wine. But it was 9 o'clock in the morning. And the people knew it is not the wine. They speak foreign languages perfectly. If you are full of wine, you are not able to do this. So they listened. And Peter went on preaching. And in this sermon, he made one thing clear. Listen, you people from Jerusalem and from abroad, we waited for centuries for the coming of the Messiah, that he will deliver our people from the yoke of Rome. And the Messiah has already come. He has already been here. The one we've waited for centuries. He has been here, here in Jerusalem, in Galilee. He has walked around preaching for 3.5 years. He healed every disease, whatever it was. A blind man, he could see. Speechless, he could speak. Not able to hear, he could hear when Jesus had touched him. Jesus healed one miracle after the other. It was simply great. And we discovered he is the Messiah. But the leaders in Israel and Palestine, they did not want this Messiah. They wanted another Messiah. And they did something unbelievable. They killed the Messiah they had waited for centuries. They killed him. The Messiah, imagine. When the people heard the message that it was foretold that the Spirit will be poured out, that the Spirit will make us understand things we haven't understood up to now, the people listened with intense interest. And Peter went on. And then there was the peak point in his sermon. What was it about?